This week on the program, everybody gird your bungholes. It's the Taking of Pelham 123 remake. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
How is it not Eric Bunghole?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's derivative.
And we hate movies. Everyone, welcome to the fine program as it is known as We Hate Movies, by the way. We are talking about the Taking of Pelham 123 remake, directed by the late Tony Scott, R.I.P.
Where should I take it?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Dude. This is the only podcast that will use the word bunghole twice in an opening.
Yeah, and we're going to say it much more.
Oh, yeah, up. Yeah. This is the bunghole app,
this
dude.
This is the bunghole
Welcome
stuff.
Back to the bunghole hour. Listen, I'm sorry, but you have a major motion picture in where the lead actor uses the word bunghole in such a way, we're going to be talking about it all night, baby.
If it's not a Beavis reference, you really have no reason.
You don't have a leg to stand on. Please. You're just saying bunghole.
It's a weird word, but you know, if people like saying it, that's fine too.
I like the bungholes. Walk Like an Egyptian's a great tune.
Steve, that's not the right name.
What?
So this is a remake of a Walter Matthau movie. Who else is in it? Quint from Jaws, Robert Shaw.
Jerry Stiller.
Hector Elizondo.
Right. Yes. A very young Elizondo. Anybody of note direct that movie, Chris Cabin?
Sargent.
Yes.
Joseph Sargent, of course, the director of previous episode. Am I getting this right? Jaws the Revenge?
I believe that's true.
Joseph Colonel man.
I think that Taking of Pelham 123 is a masterpiece. I just love that movie. It's just such
it is
a,
really good.
I saw it at Film Forum last year. They did like a whatever kind of a thing.
It was
a retro.
A New York something, I think.
Yeah, but it's just a very... I mean, and this movie, actually, to its credit, does evoke New York quite a bit.
It tries to.
It does its best. But it's through the Tony Scott lens, which is probably the problem.
It's directed, I think, by a dude who didn't really give a shit about this city, which is the thing. Yeah. Like, you can, like, I would not qualify this as a New York movie, whereas the original 100% is a New York movie.
Well, it's not a good movie either, so you don't want to watch it.
Well, yeah, there's also that. So we kick things off. We're loving numbers. We got Pelham 123, and we are starting with Jay-Z's 99 Problems. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, like, this takes forever, this, like, remix cut-up version of this song.
Like, yeah, I don't know what this is.
It's so cool. It's contemporary. Mm-hmm. It's letting you know the setting is contemporary.
Doesn't let you settle into any kind of rhythm. You're just kind of listening to breaks and breaks and breaks.
It ages like a bad book, though, doesn't it? It's just yellow and crackly.
It's really weird. Like, this movie, like... Thank God for all you purists out there. We are keeping within the confines of the 10-year rule with this movie. It feels so much older than 10 years old watching this.
Oh, this is like a DVD movie. Like you could just smell the special features featurette just hovering around the margins
of
this film.
Well, because I realized rewatching
this. Hey, John, for the featurette, say something funny. Hey, for the DVD featurette, say something funny.
You wouldn't
something funnier than bunghole?
You wouldn't steal a bunghole. Why would you steal a movie?
But up. DVD!
The legal purchase of this bunghole provided 10,000 jobs in the industry.
What were... I mean, if you don't know what we're referencing, I'm sorry, but what were they thinking with those commercials?
I gotta say, that Spy Game might be the ultimate DVD. It's like a movie that... I don't think it exists on Blu-ray, or you can't stream it. It only could be watched via DVD.
I liked that movie.
No, it's totally good.
Yeah, one time I saw it.
Still never seen it. I need to get a DVD.
Oh, you
DVD.
Have to. Dude, it's a total fucking dad movie. Those are right up your alley.
I love
you,
dad movies.
You might be seeing one's Blu-ray copies of it, but actually that's The Devil's Own in there.
But this is actually a dad action movie, to your point. A little bit.
It definitely is.
Or it's like, I don't even know, a dad. It's a dad afternooner kind of a thing.
Can I tell you the exact perfect time to watch this movie? Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
That's exactly when you can watch this movie because it is so low octane.
Right.
But I guess still qualifies more as an action movie than it does a heist movie?
I would say never is the best time to watch this. Is absolutely never.
But so it's Nine Nine Problems. We do open on Travolta. He's the first person you see.
Yep.
And this movie posits that the toughest, most scary person you can ever encounter on the New York City subway is the Edge from U2. It's just like that. Mm-hmm. That's what this look is. And like it's supposed to be so fucking badass.
If the Edge was turning into Killer Croc, like very slowly, but it was getting there.
He's just sort of like strutting down the street in this movie. Yes, he's got the skull cap on.
Yeah.
This horrendous handlebar mustache. Oof. Dude, he's auditioning for the Village People with this thing.
It's not good.
It's so, so not good. But he gets...
It's fine to audition to the Village People. I just want to get that out of the way.
He gets on in Times Square. I guess he takes the S train to the to the east side. It makes no... Because it's 42nd Street. He gets on at like Lexington, which is, you know, on the other side of town. By the way, the S train... Imagine a movie where somebody heists the S train and no one notices.
Where would it go?
I rode the S train today.
Really?
I did, yeah.
You know, it's hot enough, I guess.
Yeah, getting from Grand Central to Times Square. But I thought this was like the 7 train platform.
Okay, so maybe it takes the 7. The 7's more of a useful train.
Yes. Well, that's an actual train.
Yes.
Right.
One's a train and the other one, it's S for shuttle.
I just think, by the way. Oh my God, the S train's gone under.
Oh my God, someone hijacked the S train. I knew this day would come.
Holy shit, he wants $10,000.
That's the thing. My shuttle is gone.
If you hijack a train that has literally 2 stops,
3. You go to Bryant Park.
On the Times Square shuttle.
We're talking the Times Square shuttle, which is
Times Square to Grand Central and back again.
That's it.
Chris Kappen is correct. You can only ask for a maximum of $10,000.
Each one of them is worth $50.
You have to demand that the New York City Transit Authority pays off your sort of large credit card debt.
And you'll be surprised. The shuttle does get crowded.
Oh, does it?
Oh, it gets super crowded, man.
It just, I'm anti-shuttle. The time it takes to get down there, to swipe your card,
No, just walk. You're
walking towards Times Square in Midtown. It's just so many people.
How can you deal with the people? What are you talking about? That's the best part about it.
I am usually pro-walk, but I was running a little late
today. I got a couple of S-Train guys in my face right now.
You got a couple of S-Train guys.
I'm with Steve on this. Yeah, the shuttle's
S by D, the S-Train.
Wow.
First of all, you keep calling it the S-Train. Nobody calls it that.
I do.
It's the Times Square shuttle, and it's convenient as balls.
Steve thinks it stands for shit. That's shit train. Only shit people take it.
You walk down to 41st. It's a little more walk. You walk down to 41st, and then you cut across, and you get like so less people. Come on, guys.
I don't know, man. I just, that whole area
is a nightmare.
I just cannot.
Yeah.
And I only go down there maybe like once a month for a screening, or like if we go see some theater, but it's like, it just makes my fucking skin crawl. I should say, by the way, we should have mentioned this before, that whole quote unquote S train riff.
I don't know if it was a riff.
This is going to be, well, tangent, diversion, alternate route, whatever.
I would say it's a classic riff. I think it's one of our best.
Well, see, the thing is, I had to take it today because I had to be somewhere by like 12:15, and it was like 12, and I'm like, I'm not walking there in time.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Hop on the S. I'm just going to point out, it's going to be a very New York heavy episode. There's nothing we can do about it.
So he gets on, and like it's the original, to everybody's point, has Hector Elizondo as the number two. This movie has Luis Guzman, who's great, but he has nothing to do in this movie. At least Hector Elizondo has like a thing in that movie.
And he's got two Croatians or something?
Yeah, like I don't know who these dudes are.
What are
they
these
are
guys?
Non-characters. They might as well not even be in this movie.
Yeah.
They pulled him off the fucking set of Taken One. Like, who are these guys?
I would just get
Marco
John
from Tripoya.
You've got John Turturro and James Gandolfini in this movie. Make them the whole crew. If it's Travolta, Turturro, Guzman, and
here's the thing, though,
Gandolfini,
Steve,
now we're thinking.
Yeah, but as much as I like your thinking, Steve, and I do, that's way too many heavy hitters, and that means that whatever's going on those fucking train cars, it's getting way too bloated. Because then everybody's going to have a thing. Yeah.
Because Gandolfini would be on the... oh. be way too bloated.
Oh,
also,
on.
Like, if someone shot at him, he'd just, you know...
he'd just keep like walking.
But I meant that he's a larger man.
Yes, no, I gotcha.
Or was.
Well, he was. He's been dead for, like, 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
Tragically so. Watching this movie, this piece of shit movie, I think he's still good in it. And
he's
great. I was getting furious with the universe watching this.
He's playing like Mike Bloomberg, I guess.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like a rich guy that's mayor.
But he is, I gotta tell you, why I love Gandolfini in this movie, he's so against his type, which is Tony Soprano.
Sure.
Like, he's such a fucking wuss in this movie, and everybody's taking a dump on him and telling him to go fuck himself and publicly humiliating him at every turn. Love it.
And it's another flip, because Bloomberg is a tiny daddy, and Gandolfini is a big daddy.
Oh, yeah, he's a big old daddy.
A big daddy.
Well, if Bloomberg ever found that turtle shell, he'd be enormous.
That's true. Well, because he's also doing the whole, like, Bloomberg was always very big on, yes, I take the subway to work every morning.
Oh, right,
of course I do. Mm-hmm. I think de Blasio still, like, mentioned that here and there, but Bloomberg was like, yes, I am a billionaire, but yes, I do take the train every morning.
I travel there on my golden subway car. I had it built specially for my birthday.
Whenever they say that, it's got to be, like, a special car that no one ever sees.
Oh, yeah, and it's spit shine every day.
Right. It just zooms through every station going 150 miles an hour.
It's a train car, but it's really a teleportation device. Nobody. Yeah. I got a teleportation.
It's shaped like a train car, but when you get in, it's just a transporter.
This is Bloomberg's money. I'm not saying it could be invisible.
Tracks, Mr. Mayor. Where we're going, you don't need tracks. What? I never saw that movie. So then this is happening at the same time we're introduced to Denzel Washington wearing a fabulous dad's only sweater vest. This fucking thing that they got him in.
And he's supposed to be, I guess, a little pudgier in this role.
Yeah, he's like
he's a real jelly donut here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't notice.
That's part of it. He's just like more of a lived-in kind of.
Because he's just like a working stiff who's not a police officer, but pretends to be one at the end of the movie.
You're coming up against the greatest of all the schlubs, Walter Matthau.
Yeah,
you have to like give a certain nod to it, and I think that's what like he spills coffee on himself. Mm-hmm. Like
they also nod to him by naming him Walter. His first name is Walter.
Right, and
Garber. They switched the names.
No, his last name is Garber.
They're both Garber.
Yes, but his name
Walter
is Walter
Matthau. Played Garber.
Yes, okay, Zach Garber. Right. Gotcha.
Yes.
Sorry, Steve. Sorry,
I didn't notice that, Steve. So thank you for pointing that
out. That's fine.
They mention his weight too. He says he's like 220 on a good day, and there's a little apprehension.
Oh, right.
There.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't start drinking at 9 a.m.
And this is also during Denzel's train phase, because right a year after this, he did Unstoppable.
Also by Tony Scott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Everyone's on the train.
Everyone just got on the train.
That movie's also bad, but it's better than this one.
I never saw it.
You're good.
He's correct.
I think
bad,
that's the movie Tony Scott wanted to make. It's like, I want a train to go all fucking apeshit and crazy. Like, right. And he even throws that into this movie for no reason. Like,
but then stops it.
Yes,
unceremoniously.
Because I was like, this is supposed to be like that 70s movie that's more of a potboiler. That's not really a potboiler.
The train in the 70s movie does go pretty fast at the end.
Right, it's
kind of mirroring that a little bit, but they do try to make it pretty extreme.
Tony Scott was really fighting to do Under Siege 2.
Oh, fucking definitely, dude. How about that? Better movie. So, Denzel also kind of like getting shit on in this movie. Yeah, it's kind of funny. He spills the coffee. It's a massive control room. This whole room turns to laugh at this man who spilled coffee all over himself. I would be too scared to laugh at Denzel Washington.
I mean, because he's terrifying. Like, yeah. He's a really cool
he's
guy.
He's an intense guy, though.
Yeah, so you can't not. You look at that guy, you're like, I don't want to talk to that guy.
He's also supposed to be a big wig in the company of, I guess, the MTA.
He's currently eating shit right now.
Yeah, but it's like, still, I mean, people that eat shit could be on top again. You don't want to get on their bad
side. That's true, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
And they've all seen him angry. I mean, if, like, during some, like, walkout or something, and he's just like, there's a bunch of backed up trains. You've definitely seen him flip his lid, and you've all know that he can go there if he needs to.
Dad gets mad.
Here was my question about this control room, because the New York City Transit Authority, like the MTA, it's a piece of shit organization.
This is science fiction. This is the bridge of the Enterprise.
Right? Okay, thank you. I'm looking at this room like, what? Are you kidding me with this fucking NASA command center?
In the real one, there's like two rats on a wheel running around.
Well, I also love at one point, it's early on, we're like, sir, the Pelham 123 line is stopped. And everyone's like, what? And I'm like, that would be like, hey, Tommy, the A-train stopped again. But
let's see. It's a Tuesday. Yep, that checks out. It's a day of the week. The train stopped for no reason.
But the concept of it just being like, oh, this is the name for one individual train. I guess it exists. I mean, when I hear 123 in the subway, I think about the 123 line.
Yes.
But this is on the Lexington line. It's 456.
It's very.
But
confusing.
it gets to Pelham or leaves Pelham at 123.
Well, Pelham. Okay, that's how.
So really, there should be one :23.
Yeah, that would make sense. Also, Pelham Bay is where the 6 train. This is the titular train of this film. Is the one that I passed out on and wound up waking up. And I fell asleep before Pelham Bay. I was asleep at Pelham Bay and then went all the way back.
Steve was kind of living this movie a little bit.
Where is that movie of that train going crazy?
And there must have been apparently like some controller. I'm like, sir, there's someone sleeping on the Pelham 123 line. Oh my goodness. Beep, boop, bop, beep, boop, bop, beep.
I'll just sweep around him.
Exactly.
So this like heist or whatever starts at precisely 2 p.m. I think is the move. Everybody's synchronizing watches. Travolta runs up to the front of the train and fucking pulls a gun on somebody. I'm gonna fucking blow your brains out if you don't.
I mean, here's the thing: the cast is good. You know what I mean? You've got Denzel, you've got Gandolfini, you've got Totoro, you've got. Even Michael Rispoli is pretty good. You know what I mean? Like
Michael Rispoli's not bad in this movie. That's, of course, Jackie Aprile from The Sopranos, which is weird when he and Gandolfini are in the same room in the third act of this movie. That was freaking me out.
And Guzman, you know, is known to be a good actor. And Travolta Travolta can be good, but you give him a fucking ham sandwich, man.
This is the Travolta show. No one else matters.
No.
Because you got like John Turturro trying to like look tense, like, oh my God, this fucking train situation. And then you got Travolta on the other end of the line going, you greaseball!
I'm going to fuck you in the ass, you greaseball!
I don't get why he is turned up to 15 and a half in this movie.
I think I know why. Because Robert Shaw is at like a simmering 2. That whole
because he's
first
a
movie.
Mercenary soldier who's now like, taking over this train. He like has the training and the temperament to do this. This guy's just some monster.
Even when he makes out with the third rail at the end.
Oh yeah, he does.
I love that part.
After like he's at 2. There's nothing going on. So all Travolta can think to do is be like, go the other end of the spectrum, go to 9.
How am I gonna make
opposite.
It different?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, exactly. The opposite.
Hello, I'm John Travolta. I live with my parents. I don't think it's that, Chris, because this is just the John Travolta villain standard. I'm going to be over the top.
Now, here's the question, because
it's him in Face Off. It's him in fucking Swordfish.
Well, Swordfish, this is what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Is he higher above the bar in Swordfish or in this movie?
I feel like this movie, for sure. Swordfish is a better movie, and also, it's a better
you know what?
Villain.
I think watching that fucking dick sucking made him mellow out in Swordfish.
Right. Wait, what? Who? Oh, right. He watched.
Remember the Halle Berry's blowing Hugh Jackman in that movie?
Oh, well, he's cracking the code.
Was that Halle Berry?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's just no, so
Halle
random.
Berry's not blowing him?
No,
she's just in the movie.
She does full frontal nudity, though.
Yes,
movie.
She does. Do right.
Or topless. Or topless, excuse me. She's just topless. This movie, though, again, the other thing that I hate about that, what they change from the Robert Shaw character, which you said, you know, he's like a trained mercenary, blah, blah, blah. Travolta is like a fucking white collar crime money douchebag who right. did who's he's the only white collar criminal in history to do hard time
yes.
in a jail where he comes yes. out with fucking neck tattoos. But,
and this is what this movie tries to tell you, like, well, hey man, if we actually put these like white collar Wall Street criminals in prison, they're just coming out as supervillains. So you just can't do it. You just can't do that.
We got to keep them out of jail, man. Them, all the Jeffrey Epsteins. You don't want that to be a supervillain. You got to keep that guy out of jail.
Oh, too God. Late, man.
Seriously, my well,
that's,
lord.
That's what Alex Acosta was trying to
I
do.
I think we should make him touch the third rail. Right? Mm-hmm.
Make yeah, touch it with his fucking dick.
That'd be cool.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, it's just Garber. He's going through his daily thing, and then like, oh my God, something's wrong with the train, and he calls in, and this is the tete-a-tete begins between right. him and Travolta.
Which, and somehow shockingly, that first movie in the 1970s makes two people talking on a fucking radio yeah. tense and exciting.
Yes,
not here, friend.
Well, because again, they're giving two different energies, and like none of it makes sense, and like. Right. I think if you had like somebody on the other end of Denzel Washington's line, like actually giving it,
right?
It's
you know who could give it? Give it right back to fucking Travolta, Dennis Leary. Could you imagine like Dennis Leary playing like a coked up fucking maniac?
I guess
screaming
so.
Back at him. Who yeah. would you cast? Look, we're dream casting this bad remake.
I would cast Gary Busey.
Ooh.
Gary Busey's all right.
Welcome to dream casting.
Well, also, it would be Dennis Leary would be smoking in the command center.
Sure. Yeah, I'm surprised that he doesn't smoke with his fucking edge haircut and hat. He takes his hat off eventually, and you realize this was the end of the Travolta natural hair, because it's like it's kind of gone at this point. Even and though you know, it's buzzed short.
But you know what, though?
It's dignified.
It's dignified. It's total. That's the thing. I was like, I know we're going to be talking about Travolta's hair in this movie, and I have to defend it. It's fine. It's yes. totally fucking fine, yeah. John Travolta. You have the front balding going
yeah, sure.
on. It's what it is, it dude. You look like a fucking clown in the rest of these movies.
It made me realize he could be potentially a good Frankenstein's monster.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's not what somebody wants to hear.
What? Play, that's a great role.
Oh, look at that haircut you have. You could play a fucking fine monster.
The thing about him with some bolts in his neck, walking around.
Here's how I can tell you that he would react poorly to that. I can't believe I haven't thought about this in a really long time. One time when I was a kid, my uncle got a bad haircut.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. It was like... someone like took a ball, but it was like a motorcycle helmet, and they sure. just cut all the hair that was hanging outside of the motorcycle
nice.
Helmet. I was out with him and my aunt. We were going somewhere. They brought me back at the end of the day, brought me back home. My parents were at the door. We walk inside. They come in to say hi. My mother sees my uncle and goes, oh, did you get a haircut? He says yes. She immediately, not a fucking second of space in between the sentences, goes, you look like Charles Manson. Dude, I holy shit.
That's
he didn't let that go for like 20 years.
Oh, so did he like get a bunch of female followers, start living in the hills?
All right, no. You know what? If that's what you think, that's what you think. Give me a tattoo of a fucking swastika between my eyes. I guess that's what we're doing.
I'm listen, the reaction, into it. The reaction was something close to I'm going to lean into it if that's the way you feel. It was a massive dust-up, but like, don't tell someone you look like Charles Manson.
Did he let you like hold the baby after they cut it out? Or?
Anyway, I'm just saying, Travolta's hair, it would be fine if he was in other movies.
Yeah.
What are you giggling at?
Like, oh, no.
He's laughing at Sharon Tate.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that is pretty hilarious.
But he would be a great Frankenstein, you know? And yeah. This was like 10 years ago. Now, I don't know what he'd do.
Lick my bunghole, motherfucker.
Now, like the 2019 John Travolta, maybe The Mummy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're seeing all these movies where he's like, that fucking race boat guy.
Yeah,
and, like, speed kills.
This fucking movie he's in. It's just out now. It's one of these, the hilarious categorization of still in theaters, aka we can't find fucking anybody to book this in theaters. Where it's him and Morgan Freeman and, like, they're assassins or something.
What? Oh, the something Rose.
So, yeah, and it's, again, he's just got this fucking asshole wig on.
Well, I mean, that's him in that Moose movie. That
Moose movie.
Fred Durst directed.
Oh. It's now called The Fanatic.
Fanatic.
Right? Oh, okay. I thought it was The Fan, but then I realized it's The Fanatic. Yeah.
I guess I got to see that movie.
It's coming to Amazon Prime sometime soon.
And this month.
That actually, something went wrong with that. Uh-oh. Like, it was a different movie.
It screwed up all the cogs.
There was a fly in the transporter when they were trying to send it to Netflix, and now it's a monster.
It was the wrong one. Like, they had screwed up the title. It wasn't the 2019 The Fanatic. It was some other year.
What I love, though, okay, if that's true, that's fucking hilarious, because that means Fred Durst has no idea what's going on with his own movie, because I saw someone on Twitter, like, retweet him being like, yeah, that's right, baby. Maybe it's coming out. It's like, come on.
I actually now just thought of a new pot boiler, like a 1970s nice. Style
we
pot
need,
boiler.
We need more pot
you
boilers.
Put marijuana in water.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a guy.
Put a fire under.
It's a woman who works at a website.
Butter
right?
works better.
And she's she's trying to work at an entertainment website, and she's got up until noon to find out what's going to be streaming in the next month.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's like, I got to get the numbers. She has to, like, go through all these back channels to find out what's going to be streaming.
Question. Sounds boring.
No, but
well, that's why I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What are the consequences if she doesn't?
I mean,
they unleash the daily beast.
Jack
the actual rancor that is
Jack
the beast.
Nicholson's her boss. Like,
oh,
hey,
shit.
You better get those names for me by noon or else you're out of here.
Hey, you know what this sounds dropped like? A bunch of chili on the floor. Pick it up. I'm old.
Yeah, Nicholson did. So it's already spent $50 million at least.
This, I mean, it's,
you can't handle the streaming, you know, something
what,
like that. Uh-huh.
But what you're describing, uh-huh. and it's fine.
Sure.
You're describing a play that's adapted into a movie.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
It's low stakes, which is appropriate for the theater, but doesn't usually work so well in movies in this context.
But maybe, like, some there's a manila envelope and it says Netflix on it, and she's like, what's in
so
here?
Your whole thing is like... It's like a website being like, what's leaving Netflix this month?
Yes.
And like the fucking blood, sweat, and tears.
That's
fucking article.
That is the film. That's what it's going to be.
And then
it's not
it turns out.
You think it's just something you could look up. No. You've got to find that information.
And I'll tell you what, dude. She's banging some dude who claims to have like intel on it.
Nice.
It's like her boyfriend. Then it turns out he's been crooked the whole time.
Crooked how in this scenario?
I don't know. He's been trying to take the streaming rights of Frasier from Netflix to Hulu. Uh-huh. And it's a huge fucking scandal.
Wait, this guy's doing it?
Yeah,
what's he wrapped up with this reporter for?
For sex, obviously.
Let me By ask the you. Way, reporter,
oh,
let's
so,
not get nuts.
Okay, so this
she
is what happens.
She is a reporter. She's an intrepid reporter.
She's like going to write, in her article, it's like, Fraser's leaving Netflix. And he's just like, yeah, now that I had such good sex with her, she's asleep satisfied, if you know what I mean. He goes over to her computer and like erases the Fraser from the article.
Yes, exactly.
And like
he wants
mails it to the editor.
Because he's got like somehow money on it. Like the stock's going to go up. Like if there's stock options involved. This is a fucking, it goes all the way to the top, Eric.
Okay.
Oh, then, oh,
Frasier
how about this?
Stock options.
You're getting closer. Keep digging. Frasier is leaving Netflix.
Dude, and
is
then.
Is Frasier on Netflix, by the way?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, fuck, I gotta dig in.
We just started season 11 of Cheers, and right after that's done, dude, we are heading over to Frasier Town. And then how about this? The end is like, there's a call for you. Like, she saves the day somehow,
yes.
Right? Frasier. Frasier remains wherever Frasier was supposed to go, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, there's a call for you. And she has to leave the celebratory party that the office gave for her. So she walks into her office, her new office. She gets a new office, by the way.
Of course, yeah.
She puts
office.
Her piece of cake down on the table, picks up the phone, like, half laughing at somebody.
Oh, sure.
Hi, what? Who's this? oh, thank you so much for saving Frasier's streaming rights. And it's a Kelsey Grammer full on. You film him on
This is not how streaming rights work.
It absolutely is, actually.
So it's just people just print stuff, and it's like Netflix is, well, I guess we're getting rid of that at the end of the month.
Yeah, listen, I'd watch it. Mm-hmm. Question is, where would you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'd let something as scandalous as this go on Netflix.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. That's, maybe this is a fucking YouTube Red Town.
You're not wrong.
Man, no, you could go to Crackle.
Frasier's going to YouTube Red. Oh, shit, we need to stop it.
Oh, man. I've always been curious about that Cobra Kai series.
Uh-huh.
But I never...
Not curious enough.
No. I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of curious too, man, but not curious enough. And I have CBS All Access.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how not curious I am about YouTube Red.
And the movie's called Coming to Streaming this January, and it's incredibly confusing. Because you're like, wait, what? Is this the article? Is this the movie? What? What am I doing?
This is savvy marketing.
I think this idea sucks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Well, boy, where your face will be red, dude, when Steve and I fucking sell this great idea.
Listen, it's better.
To Mubi.
Well, first of all.
To Mubi original.
If you use anything that I said in this, I get a piece of the action.
You get some of my voodoo money?
Yes, but this is better. This idea is better than the taking of Pelham 123 parentheses 2009.
That's true. So John Travolta murders this transit cop because it's one of these like, oh, you don't fucking believe me.
The guy just starts nosing his way in.
Right.
And actually,
this guy, because he's like, transit. You see this guy like following them for a little bit. He's like sniffing out something.
Yes.
And then it's like, whoa, transit police. And this fucking, it's not Travolta. It's one of these Eurotrash dudes just murders this guy.
These fucking stuntmen, man. Just give me somebody.
Yeah. Anybody.
He gets murdered and everyone's like, oh shit. They separate the rest of the train.
Yep.
It goes back, so it's just the one car, which is like the original. Yep.
They do that, yeah. I feel like there's more hostages in this movie than in the original.
It's about the... No, there's a good amount.
Okay.
It's about the same. But they actually go to the lengths of, like, let's really delineate these characters.
Well, I can do it in this movie. Mom's scared child, black guy... Dude watching a fucking striptease on his laptop somehow.
We're going to talk to this guy. Okay. Talk about this guy.
I thought he was going to be on the phone. But yeah, this is fucking ridiculous because there's no way you can actually stream content on a laptop in the New York City subway system.
No way.
Not now.
Not 10 years ago.
Like, they have transit Wi-Fi now, and it's a fucking joke.
Well, it's when fucking Martin Sheen is texting Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed on the fucking Boston train. He's like, gotta follow the money. It's like, no, that's not happening.
Definitely
not. On your fucking dad Motorola flip phone, dude.
Yeah, he's getting...
Martin Sheen
he sees that in his drafts at the end of the movie.
No, he gets it 3 times an hour later.
Oh, he's been dead for a while. This is creepy. But yeah, so this kid, he's like in his early 20s, is on his laptop.
Horny as fuck, dude.
Yeah, let's pretend
it's propped up on his boner. That's how horny he is.
And he's like stream chatting with his girlfriend, who I thought was like across the country, who's actually just in like Brooklyn or something like that.
Yeah.
Which makes it even weirder.
It does.
Like text or call, but your video chatting.
Well, because I think the deal is like, hey, like it started with a text, right? Like, oh, you should come over.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm playing PS3 right now, you know?
Yeah.
No, you should really come over, open your laptop. And then he sees the little striptease that's going on.
Right.
So then it's like, ooh.
Like, click this link, log into Skype. Okay. It's 2009. Okay, now there it is.
I don't get it. It says it's connected, but it's not connecting.
Hold on, baby. I got to update my flash.
And I think that's why he runs out the house, because he doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. And then he gets on the magnificent transit Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Yeah,
where his real player starts kicking in.
You just touch the pole and it lights up and everything works.
And she's like, oh, baby, I'm so into you. And she's like flashing him and stuff.
Yeah, no nudity here.
But I guess somebody probably Tony Scott was like, well, where's the TNA in this movie? Like, well, it's on a fucking train.
It's a bunch of, it's about a bunch of grody ass men in a fucking subway tunnel.
We had to take it out because you said bunghole like 15 times.
Yeah. Were it really not for so all much. The bungholes, you could have had some nudity somewhere and it would have found you as something.
Exactly 13% of the dialogue is motherfucker.
Yes, motherfucker is throughout this movie.
Which is weird. It's a bad screenplay.
Travolta, a period on the end of a sentence is motherfucker. Yes. In this film.
Yep.
It's like, let me talk to the mayor, motherfucker! Motherfucker!
But I think what he's doing, it's an interesting motherfucker pronunciation because... He's the mother
I think
part.
All motherfuckers are pretty yeah. interesting. Like,
but the
think about
mother.
That. He's yeah. fucking the mother.
Yeah, I get it. The mother is mother.
Oh, yeah.
But the fucker is fucker. So he's yeah. doing motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. yeah.
Just if the A is on one, the A is on the other one.
Get me on the phone with Hulu, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah, that's true.
Dialogue yeah. from our movie.
Was Travolta in it?
Yeah, yeah.
He's... Nice.
Listen, we're getting very seriously, dangerously close to the point okay. where John Travolta will do your movie.
He is like he's like the head of the competing online publication that's yeah. also doing an article.
Starcast.com or some shit. Yeah.
What's streaming? There's one of those websites that's like that. It's like, it's not that, but it's like, who's streaming where?
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's every month at the beginning of the month. What's leaving Netflix? What's coming to Netflix? It's right. a big. It's a big scoop.
Apparently, it's a giant industry.
IndieWire does those all yeah, the time, yes. and you know what? Who gives a fuck?
I've written yeah. several. Of yeah, those. I'm sure.
Oh, dude, is it oh, like what I'm talking
hold
about?
Hold on a second. We just got the life rights of Chris Gavin.
It's the credit will definitely be based on a column written by Chris Gavin.
It's just as harrowing as you think.
Yeah, I would think so.
White-knuckling.
Ansel Elgort is Chris Gavin.
I like this, yeah.
Wait a minute. What the fuck are you doing?
What?
Well, we said on the poster Ansel Elgort is in this movie. Who just came on the set? It's fucking Alden Ehrenreich.
No, you mixed it up.
No, Alden is the dude that's sleeping with him.
Oh, nice.
He's like
oh.
working for the other side. Like yes. he works for Travolta uh-huh. at, the, oh, yeah. at the other website. And he's the one that's back. He's the one that's deleting Frasier from the Chris Cabin article.
Now, I understand like if something's coming to a streaming
sure, sure.
But like the whole like, better watch it now. Fuck you. I don't have enough time to watch the shit I'm going to
yeah,
watch.
I don't at all. And if I want to watch something, I'll just look up where it's streaming.
Yeah, just let it die quietly. Like, I don't need yeah. to know what's leaving. Because yeah. I don't have time to fucking watch it in 2 days anyway.
You didn't care before, you won't care now.
They're just exactly. trying to give everyone FOMO. Right? Have you heard yes. about this? That's what kids are saying these days.
Oh, FOMO, dude, absolutely.
Fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah. My dog's got that really bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can't go in the other room.
Dog wants to go outside.
No,
fear
she'll be
missing
like,
out. I don't want to piss on the floor.
No, like you go into the kitchen, she'll follow you. It's like, what's going on? I don't want to miss anything. What's going on wow. in here? It's like, nothing. I'm getting a beer.
I'm sure she also misses not pissing somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, true. Wanting to piss
and
on
dogs
everything.
Love watching Frasier because there's a dog actor
that's
in
true.
Him.
Oh, big time.
It's Eddie. Also just very soothing.
Yeah.
It's a very soothing
dogs
show.
Read the most of these online websites.
yes. One of the, so the police show up to Grand Central to like get down into the tunnel, like because there's reports of gunfire and stuff going off. One of my favorite shots in this movie is right here. It's an overhead shot of Grand Central. Nice, really great looking shot of the area. All these cops pull up. Do you see? They all come to a screeching halt, except for one cop car that just slams into another one, like accidentally.
Well, that's the thing that they try to make this movie, because basically what Travolta asked for $10 million, and the idea is you have 60 minutes to get it there. I'm going to kill one passenger for every minute it goes past.
Right.
So the thing is, like, oh, my God, we have to rush the money there. And that happens in the original, but like
right.
maybe there's one little accident. In this one, there's like 40.
It's nuts. You're like hitting people with cars. Yes. Motorcycles yep. are flying everywhere.
By the way, he asked for, I think it's $526,000, Man, I can't read numbers. That's a thing I've noticed about me.
Is that
it's
right?
Disgusting. It's 500. God damn it.
I'll put it on the curriculum along with the biology.
I wrote it down. You know what?
We got to burn your school district to the ground, dude. They did you no favors.
It's my brain. Chris, read that number. You're the published author. Yes, thank you. I circled it.
$526,315.79.
Right, it's multiplied by like, the passengers.
$525,600.
And
that is the dollar amount every passenger's worth.
It turns into $10.01 when they do the math. And he tells Denzel that he could keep the 1 cent as a broker's fee.
Right. In bungholes, in motherfuckers, in fuck yous, and fuck your fathers.
Talking about trains.
The Gandalf. A Feeny getting humiliated in every scene he does, appearing with a smile.
$525,600.
That's the dollar amount every passenger's worth.
It's kind of beautiful, actually.
It's not too shabby. This could go on the soundtrack to our Netflix movie.
Wait, maybe it's a musical.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Streaming along
with Rogers and Hammer farts over here.
This is around. So Travolta is on the horn with Denzel, and he's like, "Yeah, broker's fee. You can keep the 1 cent. I want the $10 million.
Stick it up your bunghole.
It is one place where it could go.
Hell yeah,
oh, dude, ass pennies. And this is the great line where Travolta says, "Get off the radio and notify the man, motherfucker."
Yeah, it's just like, okay. And like, Denzel's like trying to have a nice movie and John Travolta keeps ruining it, kind of.
Yeah, he calls him the Gerber baby at one point because the last name is Garber. And it's close enough.
He's like, ooh, Gerber baby boy. Like, he's like that's the other undercurrent is like, whatever, he's like flirting with him the whole time.
He wants to fuck him.
He mentions sex in prison and how he would make Denzel his bitch.
He's got a sexy voice.
Yes.
I think, Travolta's one of those fucking dudes that's way too into phone sex.
Mm.
Like, way too into phone sex. Like, it's the only kind of sex he has is phone sex.
And it has to all be yelling. All of it. Not one under a large decibel.
It probably depends on the, like, certain phones are probably better for phone sex, right? Sure. You want that long cord that gives you something to little like play with, right?
Or like dude, maybe hands free though.
Mm. Yeah,
if you want all the,
I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. I just remember some phones when they had that super long cord.
Oh yeah, the longer the better,
right?
Because then you go to all sorts of different areas if you're living.
Lasso room. Around your genitalia with that. Yank it up and down while
I'm
you're
never
talking.
Calling you on the phone again.
Yeah, if it's speakerphone, you got two hands to play with then,
baby. You can do whatever you want.
I think you want the accessories
Eric,
of the phone.
Whatever you want.
I but could bring the accessories there.
That's just voice sex, guys. It's not phone sex. It's not real phone sex.
So we cut to a different six train, mm-hmm. and Gandolfini is on this one. He's coming from the Bronx, it appears, funny enough.
And there's like a 9/11 joke where it's like, oh, you have to go to this place and read a children's book, which is like kind of referencing Bush.
He's talking about his like the schedule for the day. But another assistant comes, they stop somewhere, the door is open. And the rest of the detail, like I guess they're just like following him. It's this part in the Bronx where like the six train is above ground, so they're like driving underneath it or whatever. And these dudes run up, and this guy, this like the number two or whatever, gets on the train and just yells, "Somebody just hijacked the six train," which they're on.
Yeah.
And it's not like the mayor has a private car. There are like public citizens all over the place, and this guy comes in screaming. Gandolfini's like, would you please quiet it down?
Yeah.
Not so loud.
And then he's like, oh, we got to get there right away. We'll skip all this. This train is making express stops. Like, no, it's not. It's not making express stops.
They all start freaking out like, oh, I got to get to work over it. What I love is this movie is like, okay, now you are piggish New Yorker number 7. You're a piggish New Yorker cop. You're piggish New Yorker firefighter.
We get up to triple digits. It's piggish New Yorker 105.
Because they're all like, oh, ah, go, god, go, god, go. Like every last one of these extras are like somebody with like one or two lines. Like,
do you know what we're going to do? We're just going to tell them Spider-Man's in trouble. We're going to express Spider-Man's in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Good, that shut all those pigs up. They think Spider-Man is real. There's also a weird thing around here. They're back on the horn with Denzel and Travolta. And someone asks, or is this where... Yeah, no, they're talking, and Denzel, somebody asked something about terrorism.
Yeah, if they're
terrorists.
And he's terrorists.
Like, do I sound like a terrorist? Yeah. And I'm like, kind of.
And he also does, do I terrorize you?
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
I guess.
You have a bad Joe Pesci for a second?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of him doing bad Joe Pesci
because he's
in this
supposed
movie.
To be from Jersey in this?
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Travolta is from Jersey, actually. If you
Look that up. Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that explains it.
He also mentions that he hates sitting inside like the motorman's room of the train
because
he feels like he's in a confessional.
Yes.
So then, like... Denzel's like taking notes just like from Jersey Catholic ?
Oh yes.
God, this sucks.
It sucks, dude. So this is where Turturro comes in trying his best to save this fucking sinking ship of a movie.
Yeah, he's like kind of doing his Night of character a little bit, except for the weird feet thing.
Oh, I was just gonna say, thank God I didn't have to see any fucking foot cream in this movie.
You know what, bring it back.
Oh, no way.
Spice this up a little bit.
Spice it up, sure. You're not spicing it up with foot cream, buddy.
Yeah,
athlete's
you.
Foot never spiced up anything.
Well, I've never tried foot cream.
It's not a hot dog that bad.
I mean, it might be. Maybe there's a little spice to it. I don't know.
But yeah, so like he's just like, he's the hostage negotiator. He tells, he's like, all right, I'll be taking this over, Denzel Washington. Right. You could leave the movie. And you hang back. And his boss, Michael Rispoli, is like, why don't you get the fuck out of here? Take a hike and leave the movie. And he's like, all right, so you take the day off. So he leaves. And Travolta's like, I want to talk to Garber, motherfucker. And he starts calling him fucking, he calls Travolta a greaseball, or Turturro a greaseball because this thing is like.
Because he's Italian,
yes.
But so is Travolta.
But not this character, I guess.
I guess not, because his name is Ryder with a Y. And I guess this would be a fake name?
It's a fake name. We learn his real name later in the film.
It's like John Gifford or some nonsense.
Turturro is Detective Caminetti, though, so that's.
That's where that's
coming. That's giving Travolta carte blanche to fucking whip out Greaseball.
I always just think it was a huge mistake that he wasn't Luigi in that Mario Brothers movie.
Turturro?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's an easy one.
Absolutely.
I think when you watch John Turturro jump, he does that little like leg thing.
Yeah, you ever see John Turturro do that?
His knees are amazing.
I've seen him go down a pipe.
I'll tell you what, man. This fucking Jesus movie, they just like announced it's coming out.
Right, now, not Jesus Christ, the sequel to The Big Lebowski,
the pseudo sequel. The Jesus Rolls is now what it's called. It used to be called Going Places because it was inspired by a French film.
Yeah, the Gerard Depardieu movie.
But so this is, this distributor is no one.
Of course.
Like this,
nobody wants that.
No
movie.
One's asking for this. Nobody even likes the movies you actually have directed already, John Turturro.
I'm just
none
saying,
of them.
If I gave Turturro my script about the coming out in February, you think he'd go for it?
Maybe. He probably doesn't know enough about streaming, so he probably think it actually sounds like a good idea.
What if his character from Rounders was in it?
What
if that happened? Huh?
Yeah,
Joey Knish, dude.
Everybody's asking for Joey Knish to get his own movie.
You know that pseudo sequel to Rounders? Streamers?
Yes, it's called Streamers, and we're done.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all right. Now you got to cut, Eric. Now you've got some points.
Thank you. And then, Streamers, isn't that also like.
It's a Robert Altman movie.
Yeah, no, but like, it's like something kids run around with.
Yeah, you have Streamers, yeah.
So you have that on the poster with like. TV not working
and Frasier as well. Yeah,
totally. Something tells me that no matter which way you slice it, this movie's getting a bad poster.
So yeah, I mean he's like, oh, to Garber. They're trying to get Garber, and in the time limit, they don't get it. So he winds up shooting this motorman.
This motorman
in the heart.
Who the relationship that Denzel has to this motorman changes in like 10 minutes. Like, they realize it's Jerry, whoever the fuck, is the motorman who is driving this train. And Denzel's like, Jerry, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I went to motorman school with the Jerry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then, like, this dude, Jerry, gets murdered. And Travolta comes back in, or Denzel comes back in, and there's some dialogue back and forth. And then Denzel, I think only because Jerry's dead, has the audacity to say, Jerry was my friend.
Of course. Yeah,
Jerry wasn't your fucking friend. You haven't spoken to Jerry in years, you liar. Well, he's just because he's dead, now he's your fucking best friend.
He's got the heat down his neck.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
They think he's fucking got paid off by
right. And this is a weird thing. Like, apparently, he got paid off by a Japanese company to set. Like, he was gonna pick this Japanese car, like
train,
you know, subway
car.
Yeah.
To be in the New York City subway
which
system.
Is also fucking rich, the idea that anybody from the MTA is outsourcing new trains for our subway line.
Haven't seen them.
Okie dokie.
The trains that are in this movie are still the trains now.
Yep, they definitely are.
He selected one, and then the Japanese were like, here's $35,000 as a bribe on top of that. Like, he claims he had already would have selected that one anyway.
Right, yeah,
but
right,
he
right.
took the money, supposedly.
Well,
he
definitely did.
Yes.
Yeah.
He says he also used it to pay off his kids' college loans.
And he was only
tuition.
Demoted.
Because it's like the investigation is going on.
Right.
Basically, what happens.
It's ongoing.
Travolta has a gun to somebody's head because he's like, I need to know who I'm dealing with, motherfucker. Did you take that money? And he's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, did you take the fucking money? I'm going to fucking shoot this kid in the head.
Yeah, he's going to kill fucking strip show streamer. Yeah.
Right. Oh, and then he dishes on the whole situation. But it's a weird parallel with the original film because Walter Matthau is like saddled with these people that work at the Japanese subway system that are taking a tour around.
Yeah. I'm stuck touring around all these Japanese.
And that's where it ends. Like, that's the extent of the Japanese.
Hey, stop taking pictures.
That's the joke, though.
Yep.
In that movie, it's like the fact that Japanese... Oh, great. Now Japanese people are here. That's a joke in 1973.
Come on, dummies. They don't understand English. Well, yeah, dummies.
He calls them monkeys, and then they're like,
yikes.
And,
doof.
And then they're like, goodbye. It was nice seeing your facility. Yes. And he's like, oh, was a racist. was a racist.
We have to talk about, because around here, when
I got Robert Shaw calling me saying something about a bunghole.
Lick your what? What? Who is this?
I think this guy really wants to fuck his mother. Did you hear how many times he's been saying it?
I'll find that bunghole. I'll kill that bunghole for you.
Let me talk to Blue. Put Blue back on the phone. He at least wasn't speaking of whatever bungholes are.
Dark bungholes, like a devil's bunghole. Like a doll's bunghole.
Oh, those bungholes in the cold ocean water.
Jesus Christ, Jerry Stiller. Did you hear that? He said bunghole again.
Great Jerry Stiller in that first movie.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want my bunghole went to sleep.
Well, I had another drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my bunghole.
Ew.
Chili drink, dude.
Chili drink.
Oh, stupid. What I was going to say 10 minutes ago was what you see in this movie, and this is just like textbook Tony Scott, when the tension is really rising, we have this bullshit like... It's not slow motion. It's like stutter frame shit. Boy, does this not work.
It's that, and it's not like, you know, in the first movie, I believe it's the middle of the summer, if I'm not mistaken. It's like one of the, you know, your classic disgusting.
Sweating my balls off here. Speaking of bungholes, am I right?
Actually, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, maybe not?
Yeah.
No, they're wearing coats. Yeah.
Oh, they're Steve, you're thinking of Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Of course. But I mean, like, it's you know, a lot of long tracking shots, the 70s.
Yeah.
This, the fucking camera's like spinning around.
And, yeah. I was getting nauseous.
Yeah, you know, literally, there's one. I think the first scene with like when Gandolfini gets off the train, it's like spinning around his head for some reason.
For no reason,
and
is what it is.
Keeps cutting. Like, you can't stay on a shot for like more than a second. Almost.
This is like, you know, it's Tony Scott. Like, this is like latter day Tony Scott. He doesn't know what he's doing anymore. It's just all trash. It's just like a fun, he's like thinks it's all commercial.
Another angle.
It doesn't. Like, I hate movies that are edited like music videos. It's Michael Bay is the same thing. Like, I just cannot. Let's slow it down. Let's fucking look at something.
You've got great actors. I guarantee you Denzel Washington isn't blowing a take. You know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly.
It's not like we need a lot of coverage with Denzel Washington.
So there's a bunch of cops that are coming up the tunnel, approaching from like a safe enough vantage point or whatever. This is where we're explained that $10 million is the legal limit that James Gandolfini as the mayor can just request from the New York Reserve or whatever, and they can just issue it like without much delay or something like that. So that starts getting Gandolfini thinking about like, oh, that's weird. Even I didn't know that. Like, how does this person know that? That's a little too much of a quinky dink kind of a thing.
But his whole backstory doesn't matter. Like, his backstory does matter at the end when, like, he embezzles all this extra money, but that doesn't mean anything to the audience. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't add any
Travolta, you mean?
Yes, it doesn't add any more weight to the character or anything.
No, because he's just a fucking scumbag Wall Street guy who went to jail, and he's fucking, you know, knickers in a knot about it.
There's also something in this movie that I feel like is a drop thread, and maybe I hallucinated it, but it's...
Oh, that's possible.
It seems like Travolta was trying to game the market as well, because look at the stock's going down because of no one cares if 10 people are taken hostage. Who gives a shit?
That's what's weird. But the $10 million is a decoy for this larger scheme that Travolta's running on buying gold while it's low.
He embezzles $307 million. At the end of the film.
He looks up his laptop again. He's like, ha-ha!
And here's where...
I'm like, this is how it works? Like, this is how your economy works, everyone. This is what it's all based on. Fucking bullshit numbers and manipulation.
Oh, no, 10 people in New York were held hostage. The price of gold is going through the roof, I guess.
We better take all your money out of the bank. Someone was taken hostage downtown. It just doesn't make sense.
No, I don't understand. I don't understand that either.
Yeah, I mean the stock market in general is
a scam.
Bullshit.
That's we don't have pensions anymore. We have you'll play the market.
I'm not playing shit. Mm-hmm. I got a mattress and there's fucking money under it. So it's weird though, because before any of the Denzel took that bribe shit really comes up, Turturro is like instantly suspicious of him, and he's like, weird, so you've always worked this desk?
Yeah.
Did you ask to get this desk? Why is this guy wanting to talk to you? Do you mind if we send people to search your house? Like,
which is the weirdest part. Like, I was like, yes, I do. Honey, hide the weed. Honey, hide the weed. Honey, the weed. The weed, the weed, the weed.
I mean, just saying, NYPD, if that was fucking Michael Rispoli in Denzel's position, and Denzel was somewhere else in the office, man, someone's house isn't getting searched. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, the end of this movie is science fiction, I'll tell you that.
Dude, I thought I was on another fucking planet. I thought I was watching The Twilight Zone with the end of this movie. We will get there.
But it's like, hey, do you mind if we I can get a court order to search your house, or you can voluntarily let me. You can get a court order. That's what you could do.
Yep.
Being detained? Question number one. Am I under arrest? Question number two.
I would hold the whole Jerry thing over this dude's head for way longer.
Sure.
Just be like, oh, you know what? I'd love to, but you remember how you fucked up that whole thing with Jerry and you told me to go home? Guess I'll just go home again.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to search my house? Guess I'll just go home to my house.
You know, Jerry, he was the godfather to my daughter. You know, that was, we were close, man.
10 minutes later, Jerry was my brother-in-law.
He does call his wife, who's like 29 years old. I don't know who this woman is.
I don't know. I do not know.
Second wife scenario.
I thought it was his fucking oldest daughter. I was like, oh, someone's home from college. Answering the telephone.
Oh, he must be living with her. Yeah. Oh, because he's okay.
And she's like the only woman in the movie, period. That's it.
Pretty much. Yep.
And so, like,
well, don't forget Cam Girl.
Oh, that's I apologize, Cam Girl.
And Cam Girl's got some fucking dumb as dog shit stuff coming up later in this movie.
Well, because basically he's like, hey, he keeps the camera on this kid because he's got fucking unlimited Wi-Fi in the MTA. And he's like, oh, babe, keep streaming. Call the news organization.
Well, it's a weird thing where, like, he gets shoved or something and the laptop falls under the bench.
Yeah.
And he doesn't notice it right away. But he's also got some, like, Bluetooth earpiece going on, which, again... I just don't think that this is happening in a subway tunnel.
No, not today. Not today.
Also, babe, could you take your top off again? If I'm going to go out, I want to go out the best way possible.
Or actually, you know what, babe? I can't see you right now because I'm being held hostage, but I want to have a boner. So could you just like read me some Penthouse Forum? Just like,
I want to have a boner.
Yeah, I'm in this tight situation. I don't have a boner right now.
Honey, do you know what ASMR is?
Could you open a Michelob Ultra for me?
Quick. Tear open some mail. No. Slower.
Ew.
When Travolta's doing the whole thing about admitting to the bribe and whatnot, and Travolta's got the gun in Cam Kid's face here, Travolta has another weird line here where he's like, yeah, he's got an 80s skateboarder look. He's making it work.
Yeah.
I'm like, just will you please stop being so viciously horny in this movie?
Everyone's horny in this movie.
There are times to be horny, and then there are times to not be horny, such as subway terrorism.
Yep. So this is around the time when all this money is plowing through New York that we kind of get a little bit of the two guys driving it, and like, yeah,
these
like
fucking
10
idiots.
Different car accidents that delay this thing again. In the first one, it was one. The cars are flipping.
This is what happens when you can't take the 6 train anymore.
There is a wild moment where they blow through an intersection, and I think the move is they say something about like, we've cleared all the streets, all the lights are green, like you can go da da da. This dude driving this cop car, it's like the fucking Blues Brothers. There is some, I don't remember what it is. It's not a school bus. I think it's a cab.
Yeah.
They plow into this taxi. The taxi goes flying, and the cop car's got like a weird, like, it's not a cow catcher, but there's like a thing on the front of it. And they blow through this car. They tear it to ribbons and keep going. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that dude's dead.
It kind of, well, you said this in the 6th train isn't running. It reminds me of that, it's a trailer that I've had to see all summer, and I'm sure this is going to be the dumbest movie of the year.
Ooh.
That Chadwick Boseman movie that's coming out.
What are you talking about?
12
Bridges, where like 6 cops.
I don't think I've seen this 21, trailer.
You might, I forget. I
mean, it might be 21 Bridges. 6 cops get killed, and like Chadwick Boseman's like the lead detective. He's
and
like,
21 Jeff Bridges show up to bring him to justice.
Oh shit, I'd watch that.
Dude, it's a multiverse of Jeff Bridges.
Remake Multiplicity with Jeff Bridges.
Definitely.
Taylor Kitsch is in it.
But
What is the movie called?
I'm trying to get the concept.
You got Taylor Kitsch first, but you didn't get the fucking name of the movie?
I believe it's 21 Bridges.
I think it's 21.
But I think it's 12 Horsemen. What was that movie with Michael Shannon with the horses?
The Horse Soldiers of something or other.
Yeah. Anyway.
12 Strong.
But 21 Bridges, happened. It took me fucking 4 seconds.
Okay.
21 Bridges, but no, and what happens in this?
So like 8 or 10 cops get killed in some sort of a sting operation. It's a big deal. And Chadwick Boseman's investigating. Is it like, if these guys who killed these cops get off the island, we're never gonna catch them. We need to close New York City. So they close off all the bridges in New York City.
Escape from New York, man.
It's crazy and stupid. It looks like a lot of dad fun.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, well, look at this cast. J.K. Simmons, Sienna Miller, Taylor Kitsch.
What about the tunnels, dude?
Chadwick Boseman, Keith
tunnels
David.
Are closed, too, dude. No one's getting off this island.
Wait. This is Tunnel Erasure. where are the tunnels in this title?
Oh, it's 21 Bridges and 17 Tunnels.
Something
21,
like that.
21 B&T, dude. Dude, that's what you could call B&T.
Yeah.
It's the same plot, but then also they just keep cutting to scumbags going to Ranger games.
And for some reason, the Staten Island Ferry is still operating.
Yeah, right.
That's fine.
Oh, they won't try to go there. You keep that boat going. They're not going to go
there.
That
thing will eat them alive.
But it looks like a really dumb movie. So, yeah, whatever. they're running up to the deadline. The deadline's about to happen, and because John Travolta is so in love with Denzel Washington, is like, you have to give me the money now. You have to come here and do it.
Right. But before we get there, can we talk about the ass model?
Oh, we need to talk about the Icelandic ass or right.
Ludvika or something, the Lithuanian ass model I took to Iceland.
Yeah.
What about?
Oh no, I was just reading the rest of my notes, and it said the asshole of the dog, and I'm like, I don't know if that's from the movie. Or
not. No, it is.
Okay.
Because yeah, Travolta's telling some story.
Oh yes, that was the story about the asshole.
You're always looking at a dog's asshole.
Well, it's like, oh,
if you're
yeah.
not the lead dog, you're always looking at the next dog's asshole.
Right.
And it helped him in prison because he got shit all over him from this dog when he was on a dog sled in Iceland. And he was like, if that dog could shit anywhere he needs to shit, I could shit anywhere I need to shit.
So then
shit
when he,
in and this
so
story,
then when he went to dog prison.
Dude, that's another movie I would watch, is John Travolta in dog prison.
Dude, John Travolta stars in Pound Puppies.
Yes.
This summer, prison is going to the dogs.
He's the warden.
I don't know. If John Travolta went to a kill shelter, 30 yeah. days would pass, and everyone like, well, I don't know. It's Gotti true. Wasn't very good.
No. Ironically, Pitbull would come and get him.
Oh, that makes sense.
Then they'd make some fucking direct-to-streaming movie together that nobody would see.
But movie this
asshole line yeah. and this the Lithuanian ass model, like, everyone's charmed by his story. Like, Denzel, the other yeah. people in this control room, they're like, give him the money.
Which I guess is sort of what that's supposed to be, right? It's like humanizing him, but it's like,
yeah,
it's so. Just that guy that's like bragging about ladies he's banged. Yeah. It's like,
you're yeah, talking you know. About how you fucking flew this woman mm-hmm. from JFK to Iceland on a whim.
Yeah.
Because he's right. like 6 hours from JFK.
Okay. Well, like, let's go through the flight histories. Ludvika.
Yeah, exactly.
A Lithuanian national going to Iceland. I mean, we should be able to find.
Well, that is they find out who Travolta is.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I stopped watching.
It sounds like you did.
It sounds like you should, honestly.
This is not a movie. In my defense.
It really falls apart. Like, yes. It falls apart from the get-go, but at this point, Denzel has to go. Oh, actually, we should say Luis Guzman gets shot in the head.
This is yeah. so fucking stupid.
A
sniper. They find out who he is first.
Okay.
That's Phil motherfucking Ramos, somebody
yeah.
says.
Yeah, he's like...
He's another fucking disgraced MTA employee, though, which is hilarious.
Who winds up killed some people on the track by accident because he was drunk.
He was drunk driving a train and nailed some people on a platform somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I don't know how you... I don't know.
And he went to Man...
That seems like it's their fault, not his fault.
Yeah. Know? Well, he only did 2 years, so it's manslaughter. It's
like, right. Eh. He did some time, and he met Travolta in the clink, and that's sure. how he's part of this scam. But also, here's the thing about Luis Guzman, man. He's known for being like a great little like motor mouth character
yes.
actor. He's got like 6 lines in this movie.
He says nothing. It's so incredible. Dumb. His only thing is like, oh man, I think I'm going to die today. And he's like, well, if you keep visualizing it, you will. And it's like, that's it. And then he gets shot in the head because this fucking sniper's got a gun trained on him. And he gets bit by a rat and he fires the gun off.
This is so stupid.
Well, also Travolta thought he got a good line in. So yeah. He's like, no, let's get him out of here.
And Guzman is doing a thing. Am I remembering the original correctly? Someone in the original, is it Martin Balsam has the thing on his nose
yes,
too?
Yes, yes, that's Martin Balsam.
Well, Balsam is the one who has the cold, right?
Yeah, and he's... Yeah. But, yes, he and on he,
but this is the same
nose.
Character okay, as yeah. Luis Guzman. It's the same motor man that has it's the inside job angle. And he makes it throughout the entire film. And he's the pivotal thing at the end.
And the fourth guy, I'm almost positive, is Wilson from Home Improvement.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think
yeah,
you're
he's
right.
going behind that fence and giving everybody folksy wisdom in that movie.
Yeah, Earl Hindman. You're totally right.
Wow. He has a router.
Yep. And in this, it's fucking Luis Guzman who's dead and two fucking stuntmen. And,
who? You know, whoever's.
That's what I mean. Like, it doesn't have to be like an all-star cast, but
no,
some
you can
people.
Find two other people in 2009 who could be those characters. By the way, Earl Hindman left this earth in 2003.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wilson is dead. Tim Allen's still running around.
Robert Shaw is named Bernard Ryder in the original film. Yeah. But they also do like Mr. Blue, Mr. Green, Mr. Gray, Mr. Brown, which is part. pretty fun.
It is fun.
That's where they got. That's where they got it from for the reservoirs.
I think that's where City on Fire got it from. Then Quentin Tarantino double stole it.
Yeah, it's called double stealing. I didn't steal it for you, Jan.
It's much better than jacking. I don't like when they jack images.
Jack.
Jack ideas, man. I double jack.
So then there's a... So the weird thing, and this is, I think Totoro's character needs to be put on some sort of suspension after this.
Oh, for sure.
This bungle, because...
Well, first of all, this sniper shoots him and causes huge dust up. Another passenger gets killed here, like the guy who's in the Air Force, the black guy gets killed.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. So his second bad piece of advice, he's like, all right, so listen, the time is clearly going to run out. You just have to keep talking to him as if the time didn't run out. As if Travolta on the other end like isn't paying attention to the time. He's like, just talk through the deadline. And Denzel's like, okay.
Yeah.
But then the fucking deadline happens, and of course then Travolta's like, welp, it's 3:13 p.m.
Hold on, it's not 3:13. Let me pitch you a movie about streaming rights. And he's like, wait, hold on, what? And then they go on for 20 minutes.
What is streaming?
And then it's like 3:49. So wait, Frasier's going to what, from one site to another?
You're going to put a whole television series on a thing, and you can watch it whenever... I think it would be great to try to explain streaming to someone.
It would be, yeah. I mean, it's
from
the
past.
The DVD company?
Yeah, exactly.
Where do the bonus features go?
He just loves commentaries.
What about the bloopers, motherfucker?
Find me a motherfucking featurette now! No,
he
so
wants
then...
to hear about that dog's asshole from Frasier.
Moose.
Eddie's asshole!
A Moose was the name of the actor.
The dog actor, yeah.
The canine thespian.
Yes.
Yeah. R.I.P.D. Moose. Oh. Yeah. He just died recently.
Jeez. No, he did not.
Oh, wait. Am I thinking of a different dead dog
that
died
that
recently?
Dog, yeah, the Uggy from...
did he pass away?
He passed away.
Jesus Christ. They're all the greats.
I don't think Eddie saw 9/11, my friend. I think he missed
No, Eddie definitely saw 9/11. Frasier lasted
there.
Till like 2004.
No, they swapped that dog out. That dog died.
There were several Eddies.
Yeah.
This is why we need like a dog reel in the
Oscars.
I need
a dead dog movie database stat.
But like in the In Memoriam... The In Memoriam at the fucking Oscars.
You're
Give me
right.
Dogs.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be all the like stunt dogs, but like a dog right. that has played
Dude,
a pivotal role.
I don't
role.
Need to see the 50 from a dog's purpose. Just like give me the big dogs.
A dead dog IMDb, and it's like played by Bingo, dead in 2004.
Yeah.
Played by...
I think You're it right. would be
Butters.
I think it's great.
For all pets. Like, do them all.
Get the parrots in there.
Yeah, parrots.
Look, Jimmy
cats.
The Raven has an IMDb page. Why is this so hard?
What about the fucking parrot from Pauly? What about that?
Oh, that fucking bird is still alive, I bet.
Dude, how about the fucking Bigfoot from Harry and the Hendersons?
I think that was the dude who played Predator, who is dead.
What about all... Now, the question here, if we're going all animals...
I think you're right.
Do all of the roaches from Joe's apartment get credits, or what?
No, those were puppets.
Computers and puppets do not qualify. I want a living, breathing animal.
Exactly. I bet you there were some actual cockroaches
in that movie.
Some,
think so?
I think so.
You know what? Then definitely, I think there should be at least one or two represented. And hopefully they have names.
They should
or at
be
least,
named and cataloged.
Or at least like numbers or letters.
And were they any of the same cockroaches from that X-Files episode? Like, I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
great point. Like, we're you know, I think it starts with, like, the critter wranglers. Like, those
it's
guys.
It's on them.
Yeah those guys that supply all the critters. I'm sure they're bussing their bugs from movie to movie.
I'm just saying, in Insect Movie Database, maybe should be a different website. Oh, same one? Okay.
Bandwidth, have insect pets, right? People have
How
like
about worms? Because that's going to get really out
I
of hand.
I think worms needs to be on there, too, because people have pet worms. People
I,
have
listen,
pet
Listen, I'll tell
beetles.
You this. I guarantee you there's no paperwork on those worms. You wouldn't be able to trace
What about
that.
All the centipedes from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? All those guys got to be on
yes.
there?
Yeah, but you know what? They could be like a group.
Okay.
Like a performance troupe.
All those stunt spiders from Arachnophobia.
Uh-huh. Oh, totally.
Need them in there.
Dude, you don't like it, just don't go to their page. Stick to your dog pages.
Yeah,
but I'll be over on the fucking
But here's
bug
the thing.
Page.
If I'm looking for fucking Eddie the Moose the dog, I got to look for Mongrel the fucking centipede.
Well, listen, they're they're not. I feel like they're not being named like that. I think they're being named like
crate number 482.
Yeah, like it's like centipede A, centipede
yeah,
B.
Yeah, there's gonna be a drop down menu near the search engine.
Okay,
like you gotta. There's gonna be sections. Yeah, just somewhere.
Well, you know, include dog in your search if that's what you want. Okay.
Or I think the move would be
you
just look up the movie.
And mongrel.
Yeah. Okay. Look up the movie. You know, and then
oh yes,
tell you.
Exactly, exactly.
Like it's the movie page comes up, and there's no actors. It's just the animals.
All right, you know that's
creature
true.
Feature, dude.
To be fair, I do want the tarantula from the original Home Alone featured
See?
Heavily.
See?
Oh yeah,
that guy was great.
That guy's a pivotal character.
Put Buzz in there too.
Guy's an animal. Half of the Lon Chaney's relatives can go in there too.
A featured interview with the butterfly from Midsommar.
Yes, yes. So anyway, all this to say, talking through the deadline doesn't work. Travolta decides he's going to kill the mother.
Yes.
This dude who has discussed previously in the film with the mother, she notices his Army Rangers ring. She's like, hey, let's fucking rush these guys. Terrible idea, you idiot.
Awful. Yeah.
And he's like, why are you looking at me to do that? And she's like, oh, I saw your ring. He's like, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, he's got a whole Punisher movie that you don't get to watch.
Yeah, so this dude stands up to defend this woman. Yeah. Travolta fucking blows this guy away.
Sure. And so at the end of it, basically, Travolta's like, you've got to come down here, Garber. You're the only one I trust, man.
Oh, right.
So he takes all this money. He's got a fucking crane or something. He rides it up there. One of the cops gives him a gun.
Bad idea. This is just a fucking private citizen.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the idea is he's supposed to drop all the money off, but no. He actually brings him on the train because he needs someone to drive the train.
Right.
Now that Luis Guzman is dead.
Now we have to mention, though, the fucking worst idea for a phone call ever is right when he's leaving to get set down on the train tracks, they're flying him in a helicopter somewhere. And Denzel's trying to get on the helicopter and he calls his wife real quick and he's like, yeah, so spoiler alert, I am the guy on the other end of the radio talking to this terrorist. Yeah. She's like, yep, I kind of figured. And he lays out what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts talking about giving their daughter track and field advice for a meet that's coming up because he's clearly planning on dying. This isn't a thing to say to your wife before you're about to do this.
Just say, hey, get the icy hot ready. I'm going to have a bad one tonight.
Yep. He's like, make sure that Denise runs through all the hurdles just like we talked about.
What you do is you always have to write a long, intricate, and involved letter. Put it in an envelope and give it to Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yep. And in case you don't need it, he will decide whether or not to burn it.
Right.
Really
but
dumb,
then he'll deliver it if felt, you know. And
yeah,
then,
exactly.
And then it says that the streaming rights for Frasier.
Wait, hold on. In this envelope are the streaming rights to Frasier.
It's a passcode to all 11 seasons of Frasier. It's a secret Netflix channel.
It's a streaming rights. It's all that's left of you.
He looks over in the cafe and he sees Frasier Crane seated there. Was it just his hallucination?
Who knows?
I've already buried Cheers. I'm not going to bury another spinoff. Cheers, the Tortellis are dead.
Joey was too much.
And the other dumb thing in this helicopter ride that we got to point that this is another fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like if 9/11 hadn't happened, this line isn't in the movie at all. They're riding in the helicopter. Totoro's looking out at the skyline, and he says something about it's really great, seeing it from this vantage point or something. He goes, you can see what you're fighting for.
Uh-huh.
Fucking flush that line, please.
It's the Spider-Man line, man. You mess with one of us. Da, 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 da.
And da, then this is... This is around also where they... So the team at the MTA realizes that the cam thing is going on because it makes the local news.
Right. The news is now watching this strip cam.
And what is the way it's revealed, though, the scene starts with the girlfriend being like, I love you.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's great. I'm in a fucking hostage situation. She's like, it would have taken you less time to say you love me back than what you just said. And she's fucking yelling.
Yes.
And what doesn't make any sense right here is One of these fucking Lugosh motherfuckers comes up, sees that the camera is there, yeah. and just goes like, stupid kid, and like kicks the laptop because it's like blinking, yeah. like that the battery's low. You got to kill this guy.
Well, I mean, that's the thing comes to nothing. It's a, yeah. it's a thread that does nothing for the movie. It's like, just to show you that you can scream on a fucking VAIO computer.
Yeah.
They even get footage of Ryder, and it's not like he's identified from it.
Yeah,
like,
nope.
Nothing really comes
they,
of it.
No, no, they identify Phil Ramos. That's how they get Phil
that's
Ramos.
That's how they see Ramos, I think. It's I'm either that or sure. the sniper's camera.
Well, I'm yeah. pretty sure it's him.
I no, because Ramos doesn't leave the fucking control room. Yeah, I think the snipers get him on a camera separately.
Okay.
Because they see after, like, they then also see that the murder, the yeah. accidental
so,
shooting
so
happened.
So it really comes to nothing.
It, no, really, yeah. it does nothing for the movie.
And Travolta tells them in the command center, like, all right, you know, you need to call me when, like, Denzel is down on the tracks, yeah. like, making his way there. And this is another, like, Turturro calls him, and he's like, oh, I'm detective whatever. Yeah. You know, we spoke earlier. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're the greaseball. What, you go out for a pizza?
Yeah. Well, then he goes,
man.
He's like, if you don't tell me where he is, I'm going to fuck you in the ass, greaseball. And it's like, what?
I think that man just said he was going to fuck me in the ass.
Exactly. And it's not even, it's just a bizarre choice.
But yeah, so they've also, yeah, so they tell Denzel yeah. that one of these bags has a false bottom. Sure. That's where the gun is. And this fucking name, so Ryder, he turns out to be Dennis Ford, uh-huh. 9 years in prison for white collar something, something. And yeah, this exposition train falls like an avalanche. It's like, this is where they find out he's manipulating the market.
The right. movie's over. It's irrelevant.
Like, yep. It is irrelevant. Like, I do remember the best Travolta line, an actual funny joke, is when Phil Ramos is dead. He's been shot in the head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Travolta says that he was the brains of the operation.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was nice.
His brains are all over the country.
Yeah,
it's a good, like, that's a line the Joker would have.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it's not too bad.
Travolta would have loved to play them. Could you imagine?
He lobbied.
John Travolta and Fat Joker.
I would be into it, actually.
Well, Jack Nicholson already fucking nailed
that. Jack Nicholson was the original Fat Joker, you're right. I just rewatched that the other day. He's
pretty
fat
thick.
Joker.
He's yeah, a little thick. Yeah. Hashtag dad bod.
Ooh, thick absolutely. Joker. Mm. Joker with two C's.
Love oh, yes. that thick.
Do you see, by the way, how Todd Phillips is already trying to get ahead of the nerd outrage?
It's just going to happen, Todd. Well,
because he says it's not connected to the comic.
Yeah, he was like, this is a movie about how someone like the Joker would be made or something like that. He's trying to dodge it.
No, it's
which
it's,
I don't care.
I mean, I don't
that's
know.
Fine.
I don't care.
But, I just like, don't the fucking maniacs yeah. out there. The They're going to be complaining.
Oh, there's Joker heads out there, dude.
Oh, I've seen those t-shirts.
Those tattoos. My God, the yes. tattoos.
So yeah, you're right. Tattoos.
Oh, man. You think anyone's totally got a right. tattoo of John Travolta and Taking a Pill in 1, 2, 3?
Yes.
Yes, and there's a little cartoon bubble that says, lick my bunghole, motherfucker.
That would actually be pretty cool.
It actually accidentally says, lick my bunghole, mom. It's on stupidtattoos.com.
I definitely think there's a rash around it, too.
Oh, without a doubt. So they get Travolta... Or they get Washington on the train yeah. with all the bags of money, and they have him drive it. They get to a point where, because it's on one train line, they're going downtown yeah. the 6th train, but Travolta wants to go to Coney Island. They have to do a track yeah. change or something. So they're doing that. They jump off. It's a whole, like, misdirection. A real thing, by the way, the Roosevelt Tunnel.
Yes.
Real thing right here, secret New York thing. Tunnel under the Waldorf Astoria Hotel that President Roosevelt used to use to get in and out so nobody saw his disability and whatnot. So he says, like, direct me to the Roosevelt Tunnel. And it's a weird, like, Denzel, like, they really take advantage of, like, having this character work for the MTA because yeah. he's like, take me to the Roosevelt Tunnel. And Denzel looks to the left, looks to the right, and then is like, yeah, it's that way. I'm yeah. like, come on, you're just in this tunnel, man.
But then he just basically goes like, hey, look over there, and runs away.
Right, because another train is coming, yeah. and it crosses their paths, so he has a chance to escape.
And everyone, put your hands together, because that should be the end of Denzel Washington in this movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, at the end, Matthau of the original, like, he's just sort of investigating after the fact. He's not, like, trying yeah. to take anyone down. That's what the cops are for.
Right.
Like, he's yeah. just sort of like, hey, there's some dirty motor man out there. I want to find him. And he does. But through the sneeze, which is a great end to that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But Like, Denzel's like, I've got a gun. I've got to stop this guy. And it's like, this is not this movie.
Like, he gets away completely. And then he's like, nah. And then turns around.
He does. Come on. And, like, this is when Travolta and his guys get to the Waldorf. They part ways. They all have bags of money.
Great line from Travolta when they realize that Denzel's gone. Because, like, these two Lugosh guys are, like, freaking out. Yeah. And he's just like, fuck it, let's go. I was like, yeah, fuck it indeed. End this movie.
And this is when the two guys get murdered by the
Lugoshes
police.
Get turned into goulashes.
Oh my God, do these guys get fucking shot to shit?
This is ridiculous.
It's not too bad. It's
nice.
Pretty good.
It's Squib City.
It is your classic NYPD overkill, man. Mm. My God.
Yeah, just two guys who got guns. They get surrounded by police. They just get obliterated.
They get shredded.
It reminds me of that. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say they turn into soup here.
I get the full Sonny Corleone.
It's Sonny Corleone. It's that part in The Simpsons in the Rodney Dangerfield episode when Homer gets murdered, but it was a computer simulation. It's that, but it's not a computer simulation.
Now again, what he'd look like if he was hit by a wave of baseballs or whatever the Kent Brockman joke is there. So the train is still going. They have it on like. They attach a thing around it so that the dead man switch doesn't, you know, get activated, and it's flying towards Brooklyn.
And the thing is, Michael Rispoli he's like a stuffed shirt that needs to get his, but he never does.
Yeah, because he's messing with Denzel this entire movie.
But then at the end, he's like, no, I guarantee you all the terrorists are still on the train. The train is moving. How could it not be moving?
Right.
And, like, he's proven wrong, but that he doesn't lose his job. He doesn't get, like, nothing. A pie in the face. You know?
Also, he said, like, oh, yeah, we got people at every tunnel. We're out, except for the one super secret one that anybody who's run the actual tunnels knows about. I forgot about to tell you about that one. I'm sorry about that. I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm doing. Could somebody write me out of this movie, please?
They do. He's just gone. He's out of the movie. Denzel, by the way, commandeers somebody's fucking car.
Oh,
no, like, guess what? You're going to jail now.
Yeah, you're an MTA employee. You just can't do that.
It's like some like painter truck or something like that. It's some dude who's trying to just go to work.
And it's just a fucking car chase in this movie for no reason. He's chasing this cab. He gets to the Manhattan Bridge.
Do you notice the fucking geographical cock-up here with the filming locations?
No.
Because Denzel is following Travolta. Travolta just hails a cab.
Yes.
And he's clearly seen driving onto the Manhattan-bound side of the Queensboro Bridge.
Oh, okay.
I fucking drove up that on-ramp every day of my life for years.
It's a good-looking on-ramp. Tony Scott's like, no, that's the right
it's
on-ramp.
It's a great on-ramp.
Show me on-ramps today. We're going to try to find the perfect on-ramp.
Oh, definitely there was a meeting about that. Absolutely.
Look, I'll even take a Cincinnati on-ramp if it looks like I want it to look.
What are those smokestacks doing in the background?
And so then immediately after that is when Denzel's like, he's heading for the Manhattan Bridge, and I was like, what? And then they actually do use the Manhattan Bridge at the end of the movie.
And like Travolta, there's a huge traffic, whatever. Travolta gets out of the train, out of the cab.
Right, because the police have like cordoned off the bridge now because Denzel calls 911 and says like, hey, no, listen, I'm a guy that works for the MTA and tell them Ryder. It's like, who is this? What?
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
no one's patching you through.
Okay, I'm the guy who's being investigated for the bribe.
The what?
Oh!
The bribe.
Oh, the train thing? Didn't that get... That's still going on?
We thought you went to jail. Oh, hey, guys, it's the bribe guys calling 911.
They close the bridge. It's like 21 bridges over here, guys.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. We're all pretending like we're not definitely going to watch that movie, by the way.
I'm going to see it eventually. I'm going to see it in theaters.
I don't know.
Maybe if I lose my job between now and then.
You never know.
Well, you do never know, actually.
Hey, fingers crossed, Steve.
That's the audience they're pitching to, I think.
It'll free up time for you to write the streamers.
Yeah, that's true. That's my retirement plan.
That's true.
My retirement grease. And he confronts Totoro, Travolta, with his gun, and he's like, that's it, it's in the line, Ryder. And, like, there's a bunch of cops at the end of the other end of the bridge. They're running towards them. And I'm sorry, but they see a black guy with a gun who they're instructing to drop this gun.
Yeah.
They are. They're yelling. Yep. They have their guns out. They're like, drop your gun, drop your gun. And Travolta's like, you got to kill me, motherfucker. You got to do it. You got to sit. Everybody knows we owe God a great death. And like, Washington's doing, no, man, you can't do it. I'm not going to kill you today. I'm not going to kill you. And he's like, if not, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker.
Travolta's also like giving him this fucking spiel about how because he doesn't like say it correctly. So like, unless you've paid attention to the rest of the movie, you don't really get it. But he's basically saying like, because he's made Denzel kind of like the hero of the day, that he's given him his life back. So he's like, I gave you life back, you know, I gave you your life back. And if you don't kill me right now, I'm going to take your life back.
Look, I forced you to confess on the air on a recordable device.
Yes.
So yeah, you owe me. You owe me, Big Daddy.
And you've given me a boner all day, so you're the one that needs to kill me.
And then in the greatest piece of science fiction Tony Scott ever directed, Denzel Washington shoots John Travolta to death, and these six police officers running over the bridge do nothing.
Well, they're like, drop your gun, man. Hey, drop your gun still.
Yeah. Yeah, they have guns drawn.
Yeah, on him. Like, if you a black guy fucking opens a wallet and he's 41 shots or whatever the fucking that number is.
It's 41 shots. It's the Springsteen song.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
it's so insane.
Wallets, loose cigarettes. Like, what are we talking about here, movie? Because it's not the real world.
And like, these cops finally get up there. They're like, oh, you killed him. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, I guess the idea in this magic world is everyone knows what John Travolta looks like and everybody knows what Denzel Washington looks like. Like, they've been briefed on this situation.
Okay. So which one is it? Which one are you looking to kill? Which one is it?
It's the one that looks like a fat the edge. Roger that. That's a fat the edge. Got it.
Hold on. Is that the edge from Slipknot? No, the edge is not in Slipknot. The edge is in U2.
I must have been thinking of the edge, the wrestler. Are we talking about that guy?
Long blonde hair. Got it.
U2. You mean the spy plane? Over and out.
That's right. There is a spy plane that has a gun drawn on a man on a bridge.
All right, we got a Bridge of Spies situation where we eyes open for a Mark Rylance. Over and out.
We got a BFG on the bridge. I heard there was a Mark Rylance on it.
Now, you know what? We're going to just shoot the black guy. Okay, over and out.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Travolta fucking drops down. This is another, like, busted frames, missing frames, jangly-looking garbage as Travolta falls to the ground. And this is... Oh, this is dumb. Travolta's final words, this character's final words on this earth are... You're my goddamn hero.
Yeah.
Like, what are you even talking about?
What are you talking about? What was this?
Like, if you wanted to die, Travolta.
Yeah, there's easier ways
to
do it.
There are so many easier ways and not bothering all these people.
And then now James Gandolfini's like, you went to bat for New York City, and New York City's going to go bat for you.
And this city has a very good batting average.
And we don't know what that... I guess that means they just...
They cleared his fucking record.
The bribe stuff.
Of course, yeah.
It's about the bribe.
Yeah, because Gandolfini says tomorrow...
Hey, New York's corrupt, you know, so it's cool. It's fucking cool.
Oh, $35,000 drop in the bucket. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. It's over with.
That'd be funny if all of a sudden he started talking like Tony Soprano for a second. Yes. It is still to this. And I've
by the way, Denzel, the VIG starts tomorrow. What? Don't worry about it.
I've seen him in so many other things that aren't Sopranos, but every time it's unsettling to not hear him talk like Tony Soprano. It's very strange.
He's got quite a flair for it.
There's also a really bad because we realize we have John Turturro in this movie and we forgot to wrap up this character.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. After the murder has happened here, the helicopter flies by the bridge and it's Turturro fucking saluting him.
Yeah, it's like, whatever, man.
I'm going home, buddy. Yeah. See you later.
Thanks, Spider-Man or whatever happened.
That fucking helicopter just took John Turturro straight back home to Brooklyn. That end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was his personal helicopter shooting on set.
He flew off movie island. He's just gone. And the end of the movie is Denzel Washington returning home to his 25-year-old wife.
Right.
Via the subway.
And he picks up a gallon of milk like she asked.
Oh.
And like, it's this weird freeze frame that fades to black. It looks terrible.
It's stupid. I will say the one thing I did like about wrapping this up is when he's on the train going home, he sees another train driving by. Yeah. And it's this like, I don't know if I'm being a little too generous here, but it read to me like a nice moment of this character, like seeing the trains, and you see like he's still like in awe of this industry. Like he's like, I like trains. Here's a train riding by kind of a thing.
I read it as he clearly died in the scuffle.
Oh,
and this is his death dream of the trains working after because a fucking terrorist thing happened in the middle of the...
You're totally right, Kevin, because that's the only way you're remembering that milk. I saw that milk. I was like, I'd forget that fucking milk. I'd also have a fucking load in my drawers because I shit my pants.
Oh, I would take Mayor Gandolfini's fucking nice ride back home.
Already offers the detail to take him.
Mayor Gandolf. That'd be cool.
Ooh. Gandalf?
You shall not pass
budget
legislation.
That's it. No, but this happens to me. I am going home in a fucking wheelbarrow because I'm going to Mulvaney's and I'm getting wrecked.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. He goes to a bar.
Yes.
It's all the dudes. You know, because there's some other like tertiary characters in the command center. There's like a young kid who's like kind of got some lines here and there. Sure. So like
everybody calls him maestro.
Right. You have everybody from the office there to celebrate the maestro, and this he fucking punches Michael Rispoli in the face.
Sure, that's an end to the movie.
Then you want to walk home with milk, fine. Mm-hmm. But Rispoli needs the comeuppance in this movie.
He doesn't get it.
But here's the thing.
Well, the first hour and a half of this movie has nothing to do with the last 15 minutes at all.
No, not in the slightest. Now, here's the thing. Did anybody watch this all the way to the end?
Yes, the end of the credits? Yes.
Wait,
yes,
this
what?
No,
you,
wait, no,
you,
no,
wait.
Thank you. It's not a stinger, but it's the funniest fucking
dumb
thing.
Fucking
it's like when we get to the very end and it's like the production companies and the distributor and everything. Each one is separated by a shot of a train whizzing by.
What?
And you get to hear like the train noises.
Yeah. Stand clear of the closing doors,
please.
And then every time they cut to a different, like it's like Scott Free has one, Sony obviously.
Jesus God!
It just whoosh. It's the same whoosh every time.
They thought it would be a classic movie.
And then the last thing is like whatever the last fucking production title, whatever it is, ends, and the last thing you see is whoosh, then the movie lets you out.
Yeah.
It is so fucking funny. Just the same whoosh every time.
No, what are you saying whoosh? You're seeing trains. It's like
it's a shot of a subway whizzing by a camera.
We leave the black of the credits.
Yep, and it goes to the same. It's a fully lit shot.
Jesus God.
Of a subway car just whizzing by a camera. The same one. It happens like five times.
I didn't know I could lose respect for this movie. I didn't think it was possible.
With that in mind, Steve Sadek, would you recommend this movie?
No. I mean, I think the original is a legit great movie. It's great Matthau. It's like...
Thank you.
It's tight, and it's got like everything that has its place in the screenplay, and it all kind of plays out perfectly. And this does not do that. And I mean, like... You can see that they're shooting for it because they get a great actor in Denzel. They get a great actor in Totoro. They get a great actor in Travolta sometimes.
When he's got a director who knows what to do with him.
It's just, it's not there. It's a mess.
It's awful. I think it's probably Scott's worst movie.
That's saying a lot, dude. He had some stinkers in his lifetime.
He does have a lot of stinkers. I mean, he did have some good movies, too, but like this is awful.
Top Gun rules. I mean, it'll be we'll do it on an episode on it one day, but it rules with a capital Z at the end.
It's very good. there is a 1998 made-for-TV version of this.
Oh, right.
That has like an opening like Party of Five.
Ooh,
like
the same kind. Did you watch that?
You have to buy it. Ooh, that I'm not doing that.
Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos
is in it, isn't he?
No.
Is it James Woods? Who's the other guy?
Edward James Olmos is...
D'Onofrio
is the Robert Shaw character, the Travolta character.
Okay.
And Edward James Olmos is the Walter Matthau.
I can kind of get into that.
Denzel Washington.
That sounds good.
It's really stupid. Those 6 minutes, it's really, really stupid. But this is like obnoxious as hell, and I was really bored to tears for parts of it. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm going to also say no for reasons cited within podcast. And the original is great. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It is nothing like this movie. So it's like a different movie.
It is.
So if you watch this in preparation, did your homework, Go back and do your real homework and watch the 70s version.
Yeah, I'm going to recommend
this. No!
What's wrong with you?
No!
And I'll tell you why.
Incorrect opinion.
I'll tell you why.
You're fucking leaving Netflix, dude.
Yeah, definitely in a body bag. Because, dude, Travolta is so hilarious in this movie. It's so fucking bad. This is like, you know, and let it be several years from now, whenever he leaves this earth, and we have to, we're having discussions about
3 years from now. I'm going to call it 2022.
That'd be 22.
The good Travoltas and the bad Travoltas. This will be the shining star of the overacting and the ridiculousness.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking hilarious. And I will say, though, like the rest of you have said, go watch that original. It's fucking great. It's so good. And some good fucking Tony Scott. I don't know. Beverly Hills Cop 2. The Hunger.
Will you ever see a movie that has faces like Walter Matthau and Martin Balsam and fucking Hector Elizondo?
And they're Robert Shaw?
They're all rock people. They're like made out of rock.
This is what we need in movies again. Like, we've lost our threat. It's all pretty boy.
I need some fucking old catcher's mitts on the screen.
Some schlubs, some oddities.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the way to get these faces, you need to like age them like with cigar smoke for years and years and years.
Like, it's like they have to be people that have lived a life and is drawing from that life experience in their acting, not being a baby model that then just pretends to know what human life is.
And are British as well, by the way.
Also, of course, they're always British.
I thought I had something else about this, but I guess not.
I'm sorry.
We've had a lot of fun here today.
We sure did.
Oh, no, I was going to say, because similarly with television, just speaking today of shows like Frasier and Cheers. My God, Cheers!
Yes.
Just look at it. Look at it.
Just look at it.
11 seasons of that. All right.
Well, the most, like, the ugliest person you can see in something now is David Harbour, who's handsome as fuck. Like, he is incredibly handsome.
Wow, here it is. Give it another shot at Remake Town, taking Pelham 1-2-3, David Harbour as the terrorist.
Ooh, I like that. Did anyone see that Winona Ryder clip with David Harbour that's making its way around the internet?
No, what, are we going to have some last-second interneting here?
We are.
We're going to put it on the air?
Yes, we are.
As soon as you can find it?
Uh-huh.
What is it's like press for Stranger Things?
It is. Yeah. And like he's like being self-deprecating about his weight, and she's doing that thing like the supportive sister. It's like, all right, here it is. It's hard. It's hard.
Crazy.
It's just one word. It's two. T-O-O. He's too big.
Stop with that. Seriously. Stop. I need it.
Okay.
Next year, you're going to go to college and you're going to knock them right out.
Exactly. Oh, come on. You lost so much weight. You look amazing.
Speaking of looking amazing, that is the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 from 2009, directed by Tony Scott, rest in peace. Until next time, which there will be a next time, but I'll say, hang on. Shut up.
Well,
for more We Hate Movies, check out patreon.com/wehatemovies. That's why I was telling you, shut the fuck up.
What the Patreon episode is.
I know. So go ahead. Just say it.
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
There it is. It's a 2 hour plus hour episode on.
That's T-O-O.
Oh, yeah. Stop with that. Your podcast is plenty skinny. It's fine. You look great.
Forrest Gump.
No, it's a 2 hour episode on Forrest Gump. People are raving about it.
Yeah, the reviews are in.
Yeah, and you want to. The only way you're going to hear that is if you go on the Patreon. You will also hear our animation damnation on the Hulk Hogan wrestling cartoon from years ago.
That is right. Yes. God, I can't even remember now. Druga the Hutt.
Durga the Hutt.
I can't even fucking remember.
What the fuck?
Gleep Glossary. I can't even remember these characters, but check it out. It's a lot of fun. And you unlock everything we've ever done.
Yeah, and if
everything we ever, you could listen to Jurassic World 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You could listen to anything we've done on
Patreon. Ready Player One as well. There's a lot of great stuff on there, as well as the now infamous Independence Day Mentary, just in time for summer, by the way.
That's right. So, you know, get your feet in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
The pool that you have in your living room, it's a little like you know, inside pool.
And sure. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/wehatemovies, if you want to see what we're talking about commentary-wise. We got a couple previews up there for Independence Day.
That's right. So where are we? This isn't it. We got something else cooking.
We got one more.
There's one more episode in the Summer Blockbuster Extravaganza, which, by the way, means that WHM Season 9 proper, such as it is coming to an end.
Not to say that there's nothing coming out in August, because there's a ton coming out in August.
There is, but just season proper.
Yes.
Coming to an end. The season finale of We Hate Movies is next week. And what are we capping off the season with, Steve?
Just in time for Hobbs and Shaw. It's the Fast and the Furious, the original.
Well, Roger Corman one.
No.
But 2001,
I believe.
2001, yeah. I believe.
The Fast and the Furious. So next week, the season finale of We Hate Movies. We're talking about that first franchise starter, which, I don't know, put Vin Diesel in my heart, personally.
Oh, for sure.
Wasn't that Riddick nonsense? What are you dropping over there?
Bottle opener.
No, that's fine. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Next week, the Fast and the Furious Season 9 We Hate Movies finale coming your way. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
Stop with that!
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be this Siska.
The HeadGum Podcast.